This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
Good morning, KE8MEY. This is Alpha Delta 8, Papa Yankee, Ethan from Northeast Grand Rapids, just hanging out, drinking some coffee. Anybody out there?
CMN Network, MI3.
Yeah, whatever. I don't have any apps, so.
W9SAM in Dayton, Ohio.
Morning, Sam. W9SAM, K9DFP. Welcome to Sam's Club. Serious amateurs modulating.
All right, we'll go with that one today. So I just got off the air here with a mobile, a Dayton mobile. This guy's an engineer. He's always fighting and arguing with me on the way it should be. And I said, you know what? I think you're a liberal. I think you're acting like it. Anyway, we had a lot of fun with that. So, okay, well, here we are, Thursday morning here in my downtown Union hacienda. What is it, 59 degrees on one, and, well, 59 on the other one. And we're clouding up towards the northwest. So, Chicago, I got to ask you, what's the weather been like over there this past early morning? Boom, boom, ball there, over.
No, all quiet here, Sam. We're maybe in the upper 50s right about now. We're not expecting any storms till later on this evening. Maybe about 5 o'clock, I think they start to roll in. And hopefully we get the baseball game in before that arrives.
All right, now is that the Cubs game or White Sox game? Or did I just say a bad word?
The Cubs are in town. The White Sox are in Milwaukee under the dome, so they don't have to worry about the weather. Okay.
Okay. You know, I don't follow sports like that anymore. You know, like I said before, I think, here on these frequencies, the only sports that I'm into these days, religiously that is the Indiana Fever. I just love those girls, every one of them. I love watching them, especially Kelsey Mitchell. Holy moly, she's swift. Carolyn Clark off the side, my lord. I mean, you don't get any better than these girls. You know, they're wanting to split them up, which is ridiculous. Why do they want to split up a winning team, winning members of a team? I don't know. That's the way they got the czar and his family. You know, over.
My favorite sports from a long time ago was GLOW, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Gotta love that sport.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that. Well, let's see. Who do we got here this morning? Let's roll call. This is Chicago. We just brought in Virginia. We hope to hear some of those mobiles coming through. And we've got one in Kentucky here in the deep state of the bluegrass state. And we also have up in the northern country there, Larry is Mansfield, Ohio, repeater 220. And we do have Mr. John, Dr. John, out of Michigan, N8JRPR, out of Moline, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And of course we do have Kettering, Ohio in here, which the engineer, when I was talking to him, bumped him off because he's rattled on too long. This is a 3-minute timer on this Kettering thing, and so that's what we were arguing about, and hopefully they'll see the SAM site and fix it so it works better. We'll say it that way. W9SAM in Dayton, Ohio, Thursday morning, was partly cloudy. How's the air out my front window there? Over.
MI3 Network.
GFP, along with KA9EXK.
EXK, you say, eh?
ZWT, Indiana.
Hey, Mr. C. We wondered if you were going to show up this morning. Welcome, and go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I thought I'd just try to squeak on the door again real quick. Yeah, KD9ZWT, Indiana 5D. Yeah, just a quick update on everything. Right now, it's sunny. It was just a little thunder rattle and roll about daylight, a little bit of rain. We're expected to get about 80, I think, today. Yeah, I got out yesterday and used post hole diggers to dig down and find my septic tank lid and start marking the yard off and everything. So I gave my boy credit for digging the hole, so he's got about 12 more rows to go before I can set the post and start the concreting in. So, yeah, let me break the reset repeater. I am in the market for a 3D printer. Namely, that prints a lot of this radio mounts and hooks and things like that. Have no idea what I'm looking for, but I want something big enough to do several things. So, anybody out there that knows about 3D printers, throw me a bone.
I sure don't. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was up till about midnight or so last night looking at the University of YouTube, and I think I've kind of maybe settled on one. I'm not sure. I can't do enough research fast enough. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking for one. I think I'll save myself a lot of time and money ordering on my orders. I just make my own, and didn't expect to be here this morning, but evidently I am. So I'm gonna get the drills out and start taking an old deck apart and moving on to the next step. KD9ZWT, Indiana.
Okay, Mr. C, thanks for joining us. This is, what, Thursday, so we're thinking about doing this on a 5-day basis, bringing up all the repeaters and making a get-go. Now, I don't know how long it'll go, hour or two, maybe, I don't know, depending on how we move into the spring of the year, I suppose. So, but we were happy to hear a mobile out of Virginia yesterday morning. And, of course, yourself and our other partner down there below in Indianapolis would get in there. I don't have any way to write everything down like I did out in my shop because of the situation, the way things are placed here in the front room. But I'd have my book here and I'd have everybody registered. Just like the hotel. W9FM, go ahead, Chicago.
Yeah, I went to bed last night thinking about that, Sam. I just like the sound of Sam's Club. Serious amateurs modulating. Or senile amateurs modulating. Your choice, depending on how much coffee you've had today.
What about this? Sam's 220 gang. Has that got a ring to it?
We'll throw it in the hat, Sam, and we'll let the regulars, I guess, decide. Sam's Club just kind of rolls off your tongue, though.
Yeah, it does. I agree. Well, let's just see, what do you think we should call it? Sam's Club or Sam's 220 Gang? Or do you got something different, over?
I like Sam's Club, but my first thing I thought of was the Walmart store. Would Sam's Club, would that name actually have a patent on that? You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what, everywhere you go in this country, there's a legal thing. You go that way, it's legal. You go this way, it's a legality. You come back this way, and oh, gee, Christmas. I mean, no wonder you wind up in jail. Of course, you get out free. So many people that do bad stuff are out the next day. Unbelievable what happens that way. I don't understand that at all, except the country's going downhill on the toilet there. Go ahead, Mr. C. Sam's Club. So we got two for Sam's Club. I kind of like it too, but I don't want to be pushy on it, over.
Yeah, QSL. Sam's Club is short and sweet, and that's who you are, and as far as I'm concerned, you're the net control of this, and the 220 game too. That's kind of catchy. It's whatever you on the side fine with me. Just let me know what it is. KD9ZWG.
I'm kind of like Tony there. Kind of rolls right off your tongue, you know. But I. It seems like I need those numbers in there, 220 in there somewhere. But I don't know, we'll see here. We get the guys in Virginia coming through in their mobiles, we'll ask them and get a bit of a thought from them, see what they think. And it bothers me not knowing when you guys come in here, I don't know your names because I don't have nothing in front of me. So I'm going to call out on the, what I do know, locations probably. So we're trying to do a little Bible study here too, but we can get this on YouTube here after the club the club activity ends. Anybody else want to get into the conversation this morning? How about anybody in Virginia this morning going to work? W9SAM in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, that's my only concern, that we get hit with some kind of patent infringement or misappropriation use of their name. And you know how the lawyers like to jump on stuff. K9DFP Chicago.
Well, a story here. When I had my business going, I did work for the Dara Clubhouse, which is the club that represents and runs the Dayton Hamvention ever since 1952. I was at a board meeting because, you know, I had to go to the board meetings to get paid. And a topic came up from the board at the time, the chairman of the Hamvention, that he was notified that a club out in west, Kansas, Oklahoma, Utah, somewhere out there, was running a get-together, and they were calling hand benching. So he was notified, so he put a call into the lawyers. The lawyers found out who they were. They sent letters, said, cease and desist. That is a protected name, and it's only owned by one, and that's the people from the Dayton Derrick Club, the Dayton Amateur Radio Radio Association. So they did. They called it Hamfest from then on. So there's that happens, for sure. I was an eyewitness to it right there in that room there that night. W9SM, Dayton, Ohio. Over.
Yeah, lawyers love a good fight, especially when they get paid.
I don't think they go to a fight unless they know they're going to get paid. If they don't know there's any compensation in it, they'll say, there's more lawyers in the book. Call one of them. Over.
Yeah. People ask me why I never got married. I tell them I'm allergic to lawyers.
W9SAM, anybody in Michigan that's on the link here this morning that wants to get in the conversation. I think the link for Michigan, it might go all the way out to several other repeaters, Detroit, Battle Creek, Grand Rapids even, and some of the others up there, Flint, Michigan possibly, where there's a 220 repeater. Because those guys link everybody into, through the All-Star program, of course. So I know they link into the Night Callers there in Chicago at, midnight? Every night, they're over.
Nightcrawlers start at midnight, except on Monday. That's at 11 with the good guys. And then there's one tonight at 8:30, I believe, the Nameless Nut.
W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Anybody in Virginia this morning? Any mobiles in Virginia? Over.
This is Ann Thor at JTR Jim here in Woodbridge, Virginia for a quick here before breakfast.
Okay, very good, Jim. Woodbridge, Virginia. Now, I've talked to HRO over there before, because they got a store there in that city, or that town. So anyway, it was good to hear you this morning, and let me know what kind of breakfast you're going to have. So you start talking that way, I'll tell you what's going to make me. So what kind of food are you eating for breakfast this morning? Over.
Well, sir, I don't make those decisions. My cook makes those decisions and sets it down and says you can either eat it or do without, the old country way. So I really don't know till it gets to me there. And HRO, yes, it's so close I can smell the plastic burning on the credit card. And so that's the way things are here in Woodbridge this morning, back to net in 4JPR.
That's funny. I tell you what, I didn't see that coming. The cook does their own thing. I can understand that. That's good stuff there, I'd say. So it's a surprise, in other words. But it's, you know, That works for me, too, if I could have that. For me to do it, I got to get out my van, get the door up, leave the garage, and drive over to McDonald's and get a big man breakfast. Maybe a couple of sausage biscuits on the side with a couple of things of gravy, and I'm good for the morning. And I've got coffee here, so that's about where we're at over there, where I'm at. And, you know, the eggs are good. I like the eggs on there. And the hash browns, I mean, we need more of them. We charge you a lime and a light for our little rice brown. And I do like our fat sausage. You know, it's good. Of course, the pancakes are always good. So sometimes I know I've been known to buy two big man breakfasts. I must have had a great big appetite those mornings. So anyways, well, maybe next time we get you on here, you can give us an idea of what you did have and what tasted so good the first thing. I imagine a coffee is good, so that was a response I just wasn't ready for. W9SAM, anybody else there in Virginia? And 73, Jim, I think you're getting close, you say. Unless you want to stay in there, you're welcome to do so. Well, anyway, I'll give it back to you, Jim, at 29SAM in Dayton, Ohio. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, to answer that question, looks like eggs and hash browns and biscuits and gravy and all kinds of good things there. So, gentlemen, I'm going to partake. You guys have a great day, 73.
And enjoy, and I'll catch you maybe if I'm still in here after breakfast. Back to Nat from N4 JPR, San Randall. All right, JPR, that'll work. And we'll definitely enjoy you coming back in. Coming back in on the frequency and giving us a good report, which I know will be. Just the things you named hits the spot with me. Go ahead, Tony, up in Chicago, over.
Yeah, Sam, I want to give you a K9DXK for your log there. His first personal is Jack or John, depending on how you're related. He's one of the guys that's responsible for getting me my ticket, getting me my radios, and he just took me under his wing when I was young, dumb, and full of vinegar. Give him a shout.
Jack or John, either one, I guess, works. Oh, there's another guy gets in here, and I can't remember his letters. Jan, that's it. Jan, he gets in here and talks to us from Chicago. The good guys, 220. Good guys and gals, I guess it is now. And I don't hear Steve anymore. Or the barbecue man. And of course, we lost the Rain Man. That's who I used to talk to all the time. Wonderful conversations with him. And now he's an SK, unfortunately, a dag on it. So anyway, Jack or John up there, go ahead. Yes, you're there.
K9DXK, yeah, I'm here. Trying to juggle a few things at once. So I'll be back and out of here in a few minutes, but I'm still around.
Well, let's have clarification on, is it Jack and or John? See, I'd much rather use call signs, but I don't have any way of doing it. And this is a comfortable spot for me here in the front room in this nice chair. So I'm going to have to figure something out here. We're going to have to bring the book in and big old spiral notebook I got. And start writing stuff down again. It's been 3-4 years since I quit doing it. Since I moved into the front room, I'd say. So, W9SAM.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get a following, Sam.
Now, let me check some things here. Let me call for K-8-I-J-N and or W-8-P-O-P and or K-8-V-O-O. Are any of you operators online this morning? And if you are you hearing Chicago talk? Over.
Good morning. Kilo Delta 8, India Juliet, November.
Yeah, good morning, Craig. I see you coming through the KD8RHS link here that we've got set up. Well, we were having issues yesterday, and last night when I was in the shop shutting it down, I happened to notice a connection that was disconnected. And I said, well, no wonder they couldn't hear us this morning. So I went ahead and got that together, and you just now confirmed that that's exactly what it was. So Tim couldn't get in there, couldn't hear anybody, and the great and mighty POP could not hear a thing. Of course, he has hearing problems anyway, but this was beyond his problem. So you just confirmed that we've got it back online here, and now we have the local Dayton, Ohio operators back online here with us on RF, which is a great thing. W9SA in Dayton, Ohio. Anybody else online that wants to get in to make a transmission? How about Larry up there in Mansfield? Are you awake yet, Larry, or are you sitting at breakfast having your orange juice? Over. Yeah, the Virginia Mobile there, you're real rough. I didn't hear anything. Don't know if you're going to be able to get in there. Maybe go to another repeater that's on their link there, over. I mean, Tim and Jason over there in Virginia, they got 20-some repeaters linked together all up and down the East Coast, I guess. And a lot of them, a majority of them, the way I understand it, are 220, which that's exciting to me, over.
Oh, you want to make 220 great again.
Well, I want to confirm with one of them. Well, somebody said yesterday, I think Tim 1, there's two Tims over there. Tim 1 said that Tim 2 possibly won't be coming to Dayton this year, but now maybe Jason will be, and maybe Jason will set up the 220 repeater. They're in the flea market like they had last year. 22438, I think it was. I can't remember if they had any kind of PL on there. Probably not, but I can't remember. But anyway, we brought that frequency into the radio system here at the W9SAM 220 network. And I had fun with it for 3 or 4 days. And they asked me, is there a spot around here that they could put keep this repeater here and keep it on and use it. I said, wow, that would be big and very nice if we could do that. But there was nowhere to put it, and I don't have influence with the Dayton Hamvention anymore like I used to. We could have made that happen, possibly. I know the sheriff that's an SK now, he was a ham operator. He established a tower over there for the kids behind the grandstands, gave them their own building and everything. Put their big tower up. We could have put it right on that tower, and been right there on the fairgrounds property. Boy, oh boy, that would have worked great. That would have been nice to have a link to the Global 220. W9SAM, Craig, are you here in Chicago? Talk this morning. Over.
Affirmative. I, as I stated before, I was hearing all the other stations outside of you, yes.
Very good. How long are you going to stay in, maybe? And how's Barb doing?
She's doing as well as could be expected. With the passing of her son, that's pretty traumatic, as you might guess. So she's doing pretty good. It's going to take some time, and we got most of the details taken care of as far as him personally. Got him to the funeral home and figured out where they're going to put him at the conclusion of all that. There's still all the legal stuff that has to be taken care of, but overall she's doing pretty well.
Oh, wow, it's her son. Oh, my Lord. That was a big deal. Oh, my, I just hate to hear that. You know, when you said you were going down there for something like that, I didn't had no idea was relation, a close relation. Now, is she from down there, or is he from up here and moved down there? Over.
No, once upon a time they were stationed down there in Georgia, and when they moved, when they changed stations from Georgia, they moved up to Michigan, I believe. And at that time, he was old enough to be enrolled in college and whatever, so he completed his education and stayed down there as a physical therapist his whole working career. And they're going to leave him down there because that's where he wants to stay. He's not an Ohio fan in any way, shape, or form, so we couldn't bring him up here, so they're just going to inter him right down there.
That's good to hear that the victim or the deceased gets his wishes accomplished. I went through that in a lot of things here that I had to deal with back in the day with family, and it got pretty raw. That's why I don't really get to wakes at all anymore at all. Because, you know, they want their wishes to be granted, taken care of, and a lot of times they're not. So it's good to hear that she's going to do that for him, and I'm sure it'd be, he would say good. Nice, very good, you know, that kind of thing. Oh boy, that's rough. Yes, very rough. Well, my heart goes out to her. I don't know how old he was and how close they were, but still, they were blood, and that's a big deal right there. So anyways, hopefully Tim will get in here with us and he'll give us a good report on a local operator can hear everybody here that we got brought up. The thinking, I guess, is we're going to do this maybe Monday through Friday. I don't know if you can see, can you see who's all brought up here on your equipment over there, Craig? Over.
Negative. My analog radio does not display that information.
Yeah, that was a trick question. good, Gary. Well, we're tied into Chicago. Tony's up there holding the fort down. And we got, of course, Brett's on here, Link's on here. And under Brett, we got the Virginia KE4AJM dash R repeater over there in Virginia. That's got about 1,220,000 repeaters connected to it. So they're hearing us all up and down the East Coast, I guess. And then, of course, we got the Hoosiers, Indianapolis, Indiana, 220, it stands at 500 foot in the air. And also with that is a 2-meter repeater connected into that, linked into that. And we got Dr. John up there out of Michigan, NHAPR. He used to say Moline, but now he's saying Grand Rapids. So it's in that area there. You're probably familiar with that. I think Moline might be a suburb of Grand Rapids, possibly. And then, of course, we got the Bluegrass State here, WW4KY, out of Rome, Kentucky, that's there. And then, last but not least, we got Larry, RGO, out of Mansfield, Ohio, 220 in here with us. So we might start adding to this and find out more 220 repeaters that they're alive and well in the morning. We could add to it. I've got a capability of 15 on here that I've brought up that I can have, let's say. So there's that. That's the size of the order as of right now. They're over.
CMN Network.
That was Michigan talking. I don't know. We've got questions about that. You know, it's illegal to do announcements when you're on Echolink and everything, but Chicago's got one, but it's very quiet these days. It jumps up here on my list. You can't hear it. I can hear it, just barely. So they've quieted it down. They just didn't get rid of it. They quieted it down. They might not know how that works. I don't know. But we got Dave on here from Pennsylvania. He can direct them in the right way, because he was going talking about that very thing yesterday when he was in here talking with us out of Pennsylvania. He's got a T-20 in Delaware. Over there in Delaware, East Coast, that he links in a 900 repeater as well. How about that? W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Anybody want to get in on the Sam's Club 220 link this morning? Go right ahead, ACT. Good to hear you this morning.
Good morning. From Nelson County, Virginia. Where currently we have 54 degrees and mostly sunny skies.
Nelson County, you say? I don't know where that's at exactly. But here in Dayton, Ohio, on my station here north of Dayton, Ohio, I'm registering 59 degrees on one of my weather stations. And then over there on the other one is a 62 degrees number. And the reason for that being higher is because that piece of equipment, the sensor that's out there on my patio, faces the east. And the sun's coming up, and the sun's hitting, it just changed to 63. So it heats up relatively fast. Now, the other one is in the middle of my yard with its system out there, wind vane and wind direction and outside temperature, barometer and all that stuff. It's more sophisticated, the weather station, than the other one I told you had the 63 on it, so... Anyways, any idea what the weather's going to be over there? They're talking about some bad stuff coming in my area, or this area here this evening, possibly late this evening. I haven't had the weather on this morning, but that's the word I remember from last night's weather adventure. Go ahead, Nelson County.
I have not been really paying much attention to the weather forecasting. I think we are supposed to go up to just about 80 degrees today, which will be warm. And tomorrow, I think there is a small chance of rain. I don't know. Just kind of going by memory here. But then Saturday, it's supposed to be bright sunshine, but only a high of 50 degrees. So that would indicate to me that there's probably some cool front coming through. And that's just kind of par for the course in springtime. When you get that warm air and cool air mix, that there's always a chance of some kind of storm going on. So we'll have to see, but we'll take the rain. We do need that. We, in this area right here, which is just about the central part of the state of Virginia, we might be slightly moved to the west of central Virginia, but we've got a swath that's, from what I remember looking on the map, is probably somewhere in the range of about 70 to 100 miles long north and south, and about 50 miles east and west, where we are the driest, I believe, in the state. We ended up last year with, I think, about 9 inches behind where we should typically be. We picked up a little moisture over the winter. And I think with the amount of rainfall that we've had to this point, we're still about 6 feet behind from where we left over from last year. So it won't take us long to be in dire need of moisture.
Yes, sir. I can see that from what you're saying there. Holy moly. Well, let's hope that the rain comes and the the boom booms and the lightning stay away. You know, that's the problem. To get the rain, you got to go through this other ordeal. And I can relate, probably speaking for every ham operator in the world, the two greatest enemies, well, let's just say two enemies, is lightning and wind for the operator. They're very much the enemy. There's others, of course, but, you know, I'll scurry around here and start unplugging everything from one end of the compound to the other. It means I got to go through two buildings. One building is three separate areas. I've got so many things wired in, queued in, whatever you want to say. So, and yesterday. So I reconnected. I thought I had everything reconnected. But then I was hearing my local guys out here, operators, saying, Sam, we hear you, but we don't hear anybody else. I said, oh, no. We got something wrong in the display when we were messing with it. But last night when I was shutting everything down, I noticed that something wasn't connected. And that's the antenna that these guys listen to. I said, well, no wonder they're not here. It's not even connected. So, okay, so I'm going ahead and letting my expertise out on the air today. You know, some people might say, well, you're a dumbass. You know, A-Z-Z. But anyway, we found it, we fixed it, and it's working. So there we go. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Go ahead, Nelson.
I'm going up and down the hills and valleys here, and I am traveling south away from my local repeater, so I'm going to be probably touch and go. So I'm going to sign with you, but good to hear you on. Keep it active, and have a great day. Maybe we'll catch you again a little later, but I got a couple of hills I'm going to be in behind here in just a moment, so it may go away very quickly. So if you can copy, I will say 7-3 and have a good day. KG4HOT.
Good morning. Welcome to WM9W Repeater. The time is 0740 hour.
All righty, KG4HOT, sure. Yeah, well, thanks for getting on and helping out. Thanks for making 220 great again. They're wanting the powers to be here, wanting to call this get-together Sam's Club. But we're concerned that the big storm might cause a problem with that, you know, but we'll try it. Short and sweet, to the point. I like to use the numbers 220 in there somewhere, but it just doesn't fit anywhere, so we'll go with Sam's Club. Sam's Club in the morning. There we go. How about that? So that's a quick ID. Anyway, 73, and we'll see you again next time, I guess. Glad to hear you this morning. A whole bunch of marbles there on the Virginia side of things. So let's see. Anybody else in here want to get in with us and say a few words for Thursday morning? We'll send it back to Craig if he's still there. And we're looking for, we're waiting on Tim and or Danny and the Pop to show up to see if they can hear everybody again. Since Craig can hear us, I'm thinking they're going to be here too. So, K-8-B-O-O or W-8-P-O-P. Are you online this morning with us, over?
Around this morning, and I'm here.
Yeah, that's station calling. What is it?
I just calling in. I saw that there was an active network. I thought I'd jump in here. Good morning. The call is November 9, Elf, and Micah, N-I-A-M in Brownsburg, Indiana.
Yeah, is that you, Bob? You're a little smeary there. Your transmission's a little smeary. You know what I mean? I think that's you, isn't it, Bob?
Sorry, you are kind of smeary. I might change a different system. Like, you see, can you still copy?
We're tied into the cell here, so give it a try. Get in Indianapolis. We got them on. And we'll talk to you there, maybe. Yeah, that's N9AIM, I believe, out of Indiana. So anyway, anybody else want to get in?
Good morning, Sav. This is KE9ELM. It's Cliff in Greenfield, 20 miles due east of Indianapolis. Sign me up for the Sam's Club so I can get my discount audio.
Yeah, okay. I knew there was going to be some wise guys out here. I think you're number one wise guy, Cliff. But Tony seems to think that's what we want to do, Sam's Club. I figure we're going to have trouble with that, and I don't need any trouble. I mean, all the drama that I've had over the years in my jobs, I don't need any more of that at all. I mean, this is, I mean, I'm retired, over.
Yeah, the TJM did this morning. There's N9 area.
You had that linked up there, Bob. Could you get off of Michigan and go to Indianapolis and check in with us over there on the W9FBZ along with Cliff? Cliff's on there.
Okay, see, how to get GIS system, DMR. How's this thing looking through here, through the LaPorte system?
I have no idea. We're linked into NHAPR. That's John up there in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We've got him on the list here with others. So I don't know what you're doing there, Bob. This is not DMR. We don't do digital here that I'm aware of. So, over. W9FM, this is analog. T20, as far as I know. That's all we want here, anyway. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
Hey, Sam, I'm on the LaPorte system. LaPorte's coming through BMR on digital. I'm on TGIF network. I don't know what's going on here. I'm going to grab my T20 handheld, see if I can talk on 220 through the Oak Creek Peter N9 area.
Well, obviously, there's links that go every which way. Now, John and Eva and Glenn up there in Michigan, they were all about linking into everybody around the world. So who knows who they're linked into? And who knows who's listening, who can hear my voice? The voice of 220, of course. There you go, Tony. Figure that one out. That's how I sign my emails when I send them out. W9SAM, I go 73, W9SAM, the voice of 220, W9SAM.
Okay, Sam, I got it. How about this instead of Sam's Club that keeps you out of jail? How about Sam Nation? We're not.
Sam Nation. Damnation. Let me dwell on that for a while. Mr. C's out there. We can get run it by him, too. We'll run it by everybody. Sam's Nation. I'll tell you what, Sam's Nation. Sam's 220 Nation. Is there any way we can get 220 in there?
Data and ESM, South Central Indiana. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good morning. We're trying to figure out a name for this get-together. And we're coming up with several. Because it seems like that we might be doing this maybe 5 days, five mornings a week. Seems like it might be working to get their activities fired back up over here on the 125 band and making 220 great again. So we've got the name of Sam's Club, which could run into some legal problems. And then we just had one come in, says Sam's Nation. And of course, we got to have 220 there somewhere. Sam's 220 Nation. 220 Sam's Nation. 220 Sam Nation. Okay, Tony, 220 Sam Nation. It's kind of long, but it's to the point. Over.
Well, I heard the one for Sam's Nation. I thought your motto could be, "What in Sam's Nation is going on?"
Yes, that's, yeah, write that down. We don't want to forget that one either. Over. KDDIJN, are you still with us? If you are, what's your outtake, outlook on how this is sizing up there? Over.
I've been out and about, but just listening, everything sounds pretty good so far.
Well, which one would you recommend? I mean, if you've heard them all.
I haven't, because I went in and made coffee and stuff like that, so I probably missed something.
Okay, well, one says Sam's Nation. Other one was Sam's Club. And then there's a great big long one that probably won't work. I suggest maybe 220 Sam Nation to identify this get-together in the morning. Over.
If you want to personalize it to that level, that's fine. How about the Dayton 220 link? Who knows? But yeah, any of those are fine.
Oh, then there's that as well. 220 Dayton. I mean, there's all kinds of catchy things, and that's, these guys are up to catchy things, so, I have no idea. Whatever works, and whatever would, catch the interoperator to get him on the air, I guess. You know, having some fun, that's what it's all about, of course. And making 220 great again. Over.
That's affirmative. Well, I want to make coffee right now, or drink my coffee, I should say, and get a bite to eat. So I'll just be here on the side, standing by. KDIJN, Dayton.
Well, we're glad you're in here with us, Craig. You've been wondering where you were. And we're still looking for Tim, V.O. Tim, and P.O.P. Pop to get in here to make sure that their stations are hearing everybody here. So anyways, with that, let me put another call out to anybody who wants to make a transmission. If you're hearing my voice, go ahead and get on the air and give us your idea on what it should be called. Over.
Sam, I'm going to go with the Sam's Club. I thought that was pretty clever. Short, sweet, just a few syllables. I'm voting for Sam's Club. I kind of like it.
Now, that came from Tony, and yeah, it's short and sweet to the point. But there could be some legalities with that. You know, Sam's Club, you know, Walton, Sam Walton, that kind of thing. You know, they're important people. They got a lot of money. They could squash me like a bug with just one or two lawyers that they have. I'm sure they got 15,000. So I don't want to get any drama going there. Over.
Yeah, that could get a little dicey, I suppose. Maybe some kind of, trademark infringement or whatever. But I still thought it was clever. I kind of like the ring to it and everything. But we could go with the, you know, Sand Nation or 220 Nation, maybe. Who knows, you know? There's all kind of possibilities here.
Well, there is, and Tony is good about that. And, of course, these other, your other fellows, Mr. C even, got some things going. Even Craig there had some pointers. So, you know, we want something clever, something witty, something, a gimmick, something that's catchy, I guess you might say. And something that people will revel to as soon as they hear it. They'll catch their ear and they'd say, 220? That's going again after 30 years? See, I'm a second-generation 220 operator, second-generation ham operator. But I've been around the amateur deal here since I was 14, 15 years old. So I used to hang out down here in Englewood, city of Englewood, Englewood, Ohio, there north of I-70. And an old geezer's shop, this guy, he'd go to bed at about 7:30 in the morning, he'd get up about 5:30 in the afternoon, come downstairs, eat breakfast, go back upstairs, get cleaned up. Well, come back downstairs, walk out his back door, down the sidewalk, make a right turn, and into his shack he'd go and turned it on for the night. He was on out there all night long. Anybody moving through the city, stop and see him. The policeman on duty, the bread man, the paper boy, the burglars, the muggers, they're always stopping at Kitty's house. Sometimes about 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock, he'd go down to the Western Pancake House for breakfast. So that's where it all... Now that's where it started with me there, over. I gotta turn that TOT off. Alright, we turned the TOT down to 5 minutes. So we'll give it some room. Anybody else want to make a transmission about the name we should call this get-together? And I'm looking out the front window here, buddy. It's gotten really bright out there. And the sky is turning bright blue. Looks like the clouds, at least what I can see, are fading away. And that's a good thing. But we're still sitting at 60 degrees here on the yard front room monitor. But now it's gone up to 67 degrees on the due east monitor. So the sun's heating up out there. 79 SM, Dayton, Ohio. Coming on to 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. Over.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
I think that's the Central Michigan Network, MI3. Most probably the same by you as it is in Chicago and Billings, Montana. It's 3 minutes to the hour, so I'm going to be out the door. And, you know, in a minute or two. But you're close. It's everybody getting in here and asking and finding out what in the Sam Nation is going on. On Sam's crib. You were close. It's Sam's crib. Next to New York.
Yeah, and good morning. Well, I'm not wanting to make it a sand thing is I want to make it a 220 thing. That's what I'm interested in. I'm trying to, figure out how to do that. There's a lot of wise guy help out here. So, having fun doing it, of course. So, but, yeah, point well taken. And we'll see what we can come up with here. But we're going to be adding to this list, I'm pretty sure. Because we know we got more 220 repeaters out there that that want to know where everybody's at so we can bring them in if they got internet to their repeater, and we can bring them in on Echolink. That's all we have right now. We don't have All-Star yet, but we're working on it. We're working that way so we can get some so we can make 220 great again. Over. And as you can hear in the background, my nice clock, my wife's clock, is striking 0900 hours. Dayton, Ohio. W9SAM, over.
NNRES.
Go ahead, NNRES.
NNRES, as soon as I'm gone. Yeah, here on Sam's crib, we're dealing with the 220 Nation. That's what, you know, we've heard that. That's everywhere across the country. There's 220 Nation, and they're tuning in on Sam's crib, finding out what in the Sam Nation is going on. NX2NY, I'll see you later. See you in the funny papers.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, good points all the way around. A lot of good points there. Sam's Nation. See there, where's the 220 ID? Sam's 220 Nation. We'll figure it out. Somebody will come up with something that will work. All these that are being said will work. They're all great ideas and great IDs. But who's the other Chicago stationer? Go ahead.
Morning. I was just going to point out that the Chicago repeater does have All-Star enabled there. I think it's 458-800.
Well, yes, sir. A lot of these frequencies that I have brought up there do have All-Star. Absolutely, they got All-Star. So, sometimes in the morning we would bring up the morning brew. I don't know if everybody here listening understands or knows about the morning brew, but it's an All-Star net that happens out of an East Coast reflector. 90, ECR, East Coast Reflector, 9050. That's your ID to find it on Echolink. And that comes on at 7 a.m. Eastern, and the two-hour program goes all the way to 9 o'clock. They change over net controllers on the hour, and they have a guy named Vicky that takes names and reports and call signs. And so it's a very, very well-run net, probably the best I've ever heard in the 18 years I've been licensed here. And on the Fridays, they have a third hour. Now, the first 2 hours are called the morning brew. The third hour, guess what? It's called the second cup. Very nice. I love that. A different crew comes in and takes over. So on Fridays, I have 3 hours of it. And they'll get 200 check-ins or better. You know, so that's a great thing, I think, making 220 there, too. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Go ahead, AIM. You're very low. You're very low.
Yeah, Zen 9AIM. Got ports on the handheld. No copy.
Well, you're in there on the Indianapolis repeater, but like I say, your audio is very low there, Bob. Have no idea. That's over in Indy, not here in Dayton. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. WATOP, are you listening on the air yet? And or KD8VOO, over.
KEHDOO.
Ah, yes, okay, Tim. KEHDOO, Vandalia, Ohio. We brought you in here. We found the problem, I think. I think I described it on my text. But the question for you is, are you hearing everybody else out here this morning? We've got six repeaters all over the country linked up here with us this morning like we did yesterday. What's your reception like over there? Over.
Yes, I'm hearing the others.
Very good. That antenna wasn't connected. That was the issue. Well, I'm glad it was an easy fix. These things drive me crazy. Over.
Yes, I understand. Yeah, I kind of figured it was something going on, but no problem. Hearing everybody else.
Now these guys are trying to come up with a name that will fit this get-together that we have here in the morning. So we're thinking about going 5 days a week with it, actually. And making it a 220 thing. Over.
Yes, Tim.
Go ahead. I think that's Cliff, isn't it?
It's Art down here in southern Indiana. I just want to let you know, I've been hearing everybody just fine this morning. So whatever you found for a fix, that worked out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just heard a Barry snippet of you. I thought that was cool. If I get, I got a, like I've been talking about here this morning. When I was out in my shop, I had a big three-ring, it was a spiral notebook, I guess. And I would write down to everybody, times, dates, names, call signs. On the right-hand page, and on the left-hand page, it'd be a doodle time with me. I'd make doodles of really good intel. And I could keep track of everybody, but here in the front room, I have no way of placing that notebook in a way that I can document stuff. And I don't have any guides to your name and call sign. So it's memory, and this 74-year-old memory don't work so well there. Over.
Yeah, the old memory's not exactly as good as the
employee. Yeah, I'll add this among other things. Over. For instance, we had Virginia in here with us. I don't think they're here with us anymore. Let me see. No, they have left. We got to bring them back in. And he was in Nelson County, Virginia, so that's all right. So I identify him as Nelson County. So, in other words, go ahead, Nelson County. That was an easy ID there, over.
Real quick. And I put him on hold. I told him I'd get back to him in a minute. Yeah. I think Sam's Nation would be a good one. And like you said, use that motto. What in Sam's Nation is going on today? So, anyway,
hey, I'm going to take a little break here, and I will get back to you after a bit. I'll be listening, but I got to
get this call.
Gil Echo 9,
Echo
Sierra
Mike, down there in South
Central
Indiana. We'll
talk
to you soon.
Yeah, okay, Art. That's very nice there. Yeah, that's, we're dwelling on that one. So we're trying to put the puzzle together and see what would work. Maybe all of them work. Maybe I should just mention all of them as we go along through the morning. I don't know. So, anyways, we'll get an ID here to use. So we'll try to bring people back over to the 220 side of things. At least in the mornings, and get their day started rightfully so. On the right track, even. 99SAM, over. I say over, that means anybody can respond.
Yeah, KDADO, fixing some breakfast here, and got a full schedule, Sam, so I'm going to be in and out today, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for coming on. I hope you at least keep your radio on there as you move along your day, so you can follow the 220 path and all the great things that happen along the path. In other words, stay tuned in, dialed up, or whatever you want to say. I wish Ruben was still out here. He'd love this. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Virginia won't stay connected. I don't know why. Maybe I better check with them and see if it's okie dokie. I don't know if they're bringing it down or if something's happening there. I should probably get a hold of them. W9SM. Anybody in Warren, Kentucky? Where is the Kentucky 220 chief, 84WF, hello, Walton, Kentucky, come in.
Yes, QC9UJY, Bob, Highland Park, Illinois. How you doing, Sam?
Good morning, Bob, I think it was. Good to hear you this morning. Very strong signal into the repeater. And we're just looking at our list. We lost Virginia. They've got a lot of radios connected to them. A lot of mobiles even in the morning. Usually earlier, I suppose. Seems like I talked to them earlier in the morning. So we're approaching, you know, the 9, well, we passed the 9 o'clock hour, so we bring this up around 7 a.m., I think, maybe 6:30 a.m. even. And we talked to a mobile, we talked to a Dayton mobile headed to work, and we start out easy and with about six or seven T20 repeaters here that we link into to make it kind of worthy, I guess. So anyways, and yesterday we kept them on for half a day. But there's not a lot of traffic throughout the day, just here in the mornings. So back to you there, W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
N9AM.
Okay, is that Bob? N9AIM. You're coming through, Chicago now, over.
Yeah, I'm on the All-Star link into Chicago. I tried the Walton. They weren't connected. So I went to Chicago on All-Star. I was on my handheld before on back porch with my Kenwood PHF6 running at only about 5 watts in Brownsburg. I didn't make the trip. But when I first got contact with you, Sam, I was on a thing called TGIF, linking through the little port system. I don't know how they had that link through there, but I was on TGIF DMR.
Well, that's digital. We, you know, like I said before, we're not a digital fan. Now, what I have on here, they could be connected to digital. I don't know. I have no idea. But you weren't very good coming into that. And there was something else I was going to mention. It slipped my mind here. So, you weren't too good at the Indiana, like I said. There was something else I was going to mention. I can't remember what it was. Maybe it'll come to me as we move along here. So, N9AIM, Indiana, W9 SAM Dayton, Ohio.
Nobody else coming back. I see on my spreadsheet there's a lot of people on my dashboard. I don't know where they're at, but interesting. Yeah, I'm on my All-Star notice on my cell phone. And like I said, All-Star is like Echolink on steroids. But very good, Sam. Well, it's kind of nice out here today. It's 61 degrees. Wind is blowing, but sun's out there. And back porch, my wife had a cup of coffee before we go to the store and do our weekly chores buying groceries. My golly. Back to you, Sam. Good night,
Hey, Bob, here's what I was going to tell you last time. We are really thin to Long Kentucky right now. So I don't know what you were on down there, but we didn't hear you. Nothing came through Long Kentucky, but I'm linked into them right now. I'm looking right at the list here, and I re-applied the arrow there, and it says we're linked, we're connected. So you might want to try that one more time. See whether it might have a problem. Over.
Okay, N9 AM QSY.
Wow, there's an Indiana guy who came through Michigan, he was on. Now he's in Chicago on his digital stuff. He's moving. Yeah, boy, what a mess.
No, W9SAM, W9SAM, N9AIM.
There you are. You're down there in the Bluegrass State now, Bob. Coming through WWKY. Let's see, what is it? WW4KYR.
Yeah, Roger, and I see two stations, KC1NE and AB4WS on my dashboard. But, okay, like I said, I'm on my cell phone. It's amazing here. I've got talking to everybody on my cell phone on All-Star. Also, I go with Echolink. Also, a thing called Peanut. And my golly, how ham radio has changed in the past 60-some-odd years for me.
Well, yeah, it sure has. You've been one of the old geezers. You knew what it was like back in the day, way back in the day. So, so we can link into somebody. We have no idea where your transmission is going to go because so many people are linked into so many different things. And now the digital world is upon us. That's interfered with everything. And that's making operators span way out even yet further. So, but like I said before, I'm not a digital guy. I'm not really a fan of that. So you'll be, anything I put up, I'm looking at analog. But they could be linked into digital, like we just found out. I mean, you visited me here on my link from three different repeaters. So there you have it there. There's the eyewitness. N9AIM, W9SAM. Have fun at the market today, Bob. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Well, I haven't gone yet. Don't push me out the door. All I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Echolink to the Walton machine here. Just kind of curious about the audio. I'll come back to analog. N9AIM.
All right, I'll shut that door. Well, heck, you sound like you were going your way to the market. You're going to get the wife and head out. That's what I thought you said. Okay, we'll listen for you somewhere else here. This is like one of those games you pull the thing and the ball jumps around or whatever they call those. Yeah, I always love working one of them things. Get all the numbers. W9SAM. Tony, are you still with us? Are you enjoying this ride? Over.
Yeah, just monitoring. It's nice to hear everybody all linked up. A lot of traffic in the morning now. It used to be quiet as a church mouse out here, and nice to hear some activity. K9 DFP.
Yeah, now comes Sam's 220 Nation. Or wait a minute. Now comes 220 Sam's Nation. Boy, I don't know. We'll see if that, maybe, I don't know. Sam's Club. What in the Sam Nation? What about, hey, what in the Sam Hill? When they ain't got the way it's supposed to be? Somebody might have missed that one. So, anyways, everybody's got some good stuff. Yeah, it's noisy finally. Over.
Yeah, I'll rescind my Sam's Club idea. I don't want to see anybody get in trouble. Sam Nation, 220.
KC9UJY.
Go ahead, who was that?
Yes, KC9UJY, Kilo Charlie 9, Uniform Juliet Yankee. Also known as KC9 Ugly Junkyard. Hey, Sam, long time no talk. God, I used to talk to you years ago. You and Phil down in Gas City. We used to be out here in the morning with Hap Holly, KC9RP, sadly a silent T now. But, yeah, I've heard you out here a couple times in the morning, and I thought I'd jump in and say hi. It's been a long time. And I got a suggestion for you, for your name. How about Sam and Eggs? Sam and Eggs on 220. Sam and Eggs over easy on 220 or something. Just a thought. It's KT9UJY. Go ahead, Sam.
UJY. My gosh, where the heck have you been? We've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and, you know, you've actually, they got pictures of me on the internet. I'm that skeleton that's laying on top of a desk. I've waited too long and turned into a skeleton waiting on you. You've seen that, haven't you?
No, I have been. By the way, good morning there, Tony. No, I have not seen the picture. But yeah, usually I'm not out in the morning. I'm a night timer. I'm one of the NEPS controllers on the Night Crawlers net here on WM9W. So when you guys are getting started, I'm usually crawling into my coffin and closing the shades and, you know. Yeah, I sleep by day, play by night, but it's not often I get to come out here and hear you guys, but anyhow, yeah, Sam and Eggs, I kind of like that, it's got a ring to it, just a suggestion.
Kind of like that suggestion. See, I need to write all of these down, and as we move through the morning, each morning, I can bring them all up. So they all get a little bit of attention, and maybe might get some laughs even. But you're on the internet, you search for the guy that's been waiting and waiting for a phone call, waiting and waiting for T20's transmission. There's several things they put in there, but the guy turns into a skeleton waiting. I got several of them here I could pull up. I love that stuff. So, tells a story, in other words. Yeah, we used to get on in the mornings, and I had my big M-squared 220 antenna, that vertical antenna, 23 and a half foot long, I think, and turn that sucker around towards Chicago and drag Gas City Phil along with me, and we'd talk into you guys through RF in the mornings, in the summer mornings, when the bands are really wackadoo. And, of course, when the sun gets high in the air, it disappears, usually disappears. So we, you know, we're on there 7 o'clock-ish in the morning all the way through the 10 o'clock hour anyway. And, yeah, we'd have some fun back then. Right now, my rotor, Yazy rotor, is not working. And all those Yagis are pointed south. And I cannot use them, and I am just tore up about it. Trying to find somebody or something to get up there to figure out what's wrong, why they're doing what they're doing and not working like they should. So that's number one on the list to take care of
when we finally get in place here to do that, whether a climber or get a lift in here. So it's kind of wild to try to get to that point. Very, very much a struggle, actually. So, but it's right on our heart, number one on our list. Over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do remember you had quite an antenna set up there. So, cool. All right. Well, hey, I tell you what, Sam, I got to run for a few. I'm presently on Echolink, and I've got some incoming calls here that will be arriving shortly, so they're gonna bump me off the Echolink here on the iPhone. But I had to get in there, had to say hi. Great to hear you out there. And let me get running, and once I get these calls out of the way, if you're still here, I'll log back in. But anyhow, it's KC9UJY. I'll be loitering. I'll try to listen on RF while I'm on the phone, so at least I'll be able to hear what's going on. But it'd be kind of rude to talk while I'm on the phone. Don't think the clients would appreciate that. But anyhow, I'll try to listen as I can, and when I get the calls out of the way, I'll come back and rejoin you guys. But anyhow, Sam and Eggs. Oh, you use them all, Sam and Eggs, Sam Nation. Use them interchangeably. They all sound fantastic. So, all right, we'll catch you guys later. I'm going that way, KC9UJY.
UJY Sam's and biscuit and gravy. I mean, we could do this all day long. So, UJY, I'd rather hear you here in the morning than hearing at night while you keep me awake in my bed. I have to turn everything off to go to sleep. And there's sometimes I go to sleep with you on, and I wake up and daggone phone's buzzing and everything. So anyway, W9SM, Dayton, Ohio. Now we're coming up to the 9:30 hour. So I don't know. We may drop this out. We might go to 10 o'clock, I guess. As long as we got people in here that wants to get on and say something. Hopefully 220-wise. Let me call out another local here. WBAUQV. WBAUQV. Tom, are you around your radio this morning? Over.
CMN Network, 220.
Hey, Bob, isn't that CMN Network the Central Michigan Network? It runs the Insomniac. Is that the name of that group, Central Michigan Network?
No, I don't know who that is. I don't see us connected to JPR or any of the, or KD8MEY or any of the Western Michigan guys. Yeah, I don't know who that is. But it's not Western Michigan.
We hear them every couple hours all day lately. The MI3. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I just got a text. I got a call coming in about 5 minutes. I got to get running, guys. All right, yeah, I'm good to hear you. Yeah, I'll try to figure out who that MI3 station is, but boy, I have no clue. All right, I'm heading that way. I'll be back. KC9UJY.
Coast 2,
Coast
2, maybe. From here is Coast 0.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and place a phone call to Paul Drake's detective agency and put him on that
let him look for it and see if he can find out who it is, and then we'll go from there. Because he's a very good detective. I mean, I watch him every morning and every night when I can, when I don't fall asleep at night. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Anybody else who wants to come into the 220 gig here this morning? Now there was a light Chicago operator there. I couldn't make him out. Maybe you guys can hear him better up that way. Over.
It sounded like KC9EYG.
KE9EYC, Kilo Echo 9, Echo Yankee Charlie. I'm mobile in Chicago right now up in Lakeview.
Yeah, well, good morning, Lakeview. Lakeview Mobile, I guess. This is W9SAM Dayton, Ohio. You're in to the link, 220 link this morning, with several other repeaters all around the country. Good morning, and go ahead.
Yeah, just trying to, I programmed some repeaters into a new ham radio, a little HD, and just getting the hang of checking in and hearing people talking and doing all that. But mobile right now from Lakeview and just trying out some different repeaters and everything. Over.
Okay, well, fine. Glad to have you. Glad to hear you. And you're welcome in here anytime. We've been pulling some of these repeaters together for a while. And we're just now thinking maybe we might make it an every morning, 5 day a week thing. So, but it's all about 220, and we're all about making 220 great again. Analog 220, that is. So you're welcome to jump in there. I can see that you're coming through the WM9W Good Guys and Gals repeater. My friend Steve up there, I haven't really worked in a while, BBQ I think it is, so he got me turned on to this years and years ago, so here we are, and anyways, welcome, stop by anytime, and stay in anytime, we got people that are hanging out here, and talking away the couple hours that we're in here. We might start coming on about 6:30, 7 o'clock maybe. I mean, you might go to maybe 10 o'clock this morning, which is just now 9:35. I just saw the mail lady walk by. So I'm going to get up and get the mail, go out to the kitchen and pour the first cup of coffee that I've been waiting on for the last 2 hours. And I haven't got one yet. So go ahead, Doug. I'm going to call you Chicago Mobile and talk to Tony over there. Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead and see him.
Get the mail and the mail lady's phone number, Sam.
Hey, KE9EYC, Eric, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, babe, welcome to the repeater. I think this might be your first time on the Good Guys. Just thought I'd say hello. Name here is Bob, call signs KC9UJY. Don't worry about remembering all that. What I wanted to tell you was you sound good into the repeater. This particular repeater, it's located right by Diversey Harbor, roughly Diversey in the lakefront. So you must be pretty darn close to the repeater. I just thought I'd let you know that.
That makes total sense. I'm just off Irving Park and Lakeshore Drive, basically. So, very close, and currently driving away from the lake, though. So, I might lose you, but this little Yaesu is kind of impressed me. So, I'm not sure if
I will, but you guys are still coming in loud and clear for me.
Okay, very good. Well, a lot of those, most of those Yaesus only do about a watt and a half on 220, so we might start losing you, especially if it's HT mobile. But don't worry about it. A watt and a half out in the city, it's not a lot of horsepower, but you might still get the repeater. So anyhow, or if you want down the road, slap a mag mount on the car. That's always a good idea. Okay, I got to get running. I got some calls coming in. They're going to bump me off EchoLink here in a moment. But I'll try to listen as long as I can, but limit my transmitting here. It's KC9 and UJY. Good to hear you, Eric.
Thanks, and I actually have to go head out as well. I'm almost to where I'm going, so appreciate it. And cool playing around with these repeaters and ham, and it's been fun. You got to get a mag mount at some point, too. Slowly but surely. Thanks so much. KE9 UIC.
Yep, just take it one step at a time. It's a lifelong hobby. You'll be farting around with this stuff for years to come. It's addictive. Okay, KC9UJY, I'll be back to listening.
Yeah, as I recall, the address on the repeater is on Lincoln Park. And across the street, there's no building east of that, just the park. You got Stock and Drive over there in the park, and the statue of Governor Ogilvy kind of underneath there. So it's just south of Fullerton a couple of blocks. Lincoln Park. I don't think I remember that wrong. But no, wait a minute. It's just on Lakeview, is that right? Bob is on Lakeview, isn't it? North of here.
Diversity Harbor is right at the, that's the basically the border of Lincoln Park and Lakeview, so it's pretty much both, kind of.
My memory is serving me better. It's at the corner of Wrightwood and Lakeview. So it's a very specific. There's a couple of buildings there, and one of them's got some antennas up there. It's Sarah, VHF, and UHF, and right next to it's the Good Guys, 220. So all three speakers are in there. There's two bands, but all three are covered up there.
Yeah, sometimes when people ask where the repeater is, I tell them it's down by the Wiener Circle. A lot of people know where that is.
Well, when you feature that there aren't any buildings to the east, you mean out the front door across the street near on the grass in the park. So the name of Lakeview is exactly what it is. And so on. And that's just 2 blocks south. Where did your estate was up at Belmont, or was it further north?
He might have said Irving, around Irving Park and Lakeshore, some thereabouts.
Well, it's only a mile and a half. Can't get much closer.
That's KC9UJY. Anybody's interested in live plane spotting from O'Hare, the Curious Spotter is live on YouTube right now. Kind of a lazy morning at O'Hare. There's some live plane spotting coverage. The Curious Spotter on YouTube. Hey, I thought I'd throw that in there. You got any aviation fans out there? Whoops, sorry about that. I left my darn thing keyed up. That was my bad. Yeah, it's looking a little hazy out there at O'Hare this morning. Temperature's about 56, dew point's 54. That would explain it. And winds are out of the west at about 10 knots. I suppose you could try. Don't think you're going to get anywhere. But, yep. Kind of amazed at how, they're testing a fire hose out there. But, yeah, it's looking a little hazy out there. Looks like we're going to have some weather later this afternoon. So, heads up, everybody. It's KC9UJY. If I suddenly disappear, it's because I had an incoming phone call. So I'd let you know. No, it's local, but I cannot do Echolink and take a phone call at the same time. The incoming call, once I answer an incoming call, it'll bump me off of Echolink. And I can't get in on RF. I haven't been able to get into this repeater on RF in almost a year now. So, anyhow, okay, sorry to give you a heads up. KC9UJY.
I was just thinking you should post to this call to you, I thought, but anyhow, those things are relevant.
I tell you what, let me try RF. I don't think I'm going to get in on RF, but let me give it a shot anyhow.
Sometimes you're okay, but then you don't want to talk a long time on high power, so. This is one of those days when the weather is nice for many people, but it's bad for radio. It was all noise.
Yeah, well, bad time of the year. I guess I have to try to do some antenna work here. Don't know what, but yeah, since last end of last May, beginning of last June, I have not been able to get into the repeater, so. I think there's a null. I think they did some antenna. They put some antennas up on the rooftop, and I think that created a null to the north a little bit. So, that I think is the problem. My God, last fall I tried to do just about everything you could think of to improve my situation here, but nothing worked. So, anyhow. Okay, I'm going to be back to listening here. I can't believe the call. I haven't got my call yet. So, hey, I'll talk to you. I'll be listening, KC9UJY.
Yeah, over.
Yeah,
over 100 the years, really many, many years, You go racing downtown and sometimes on a train to be in. But if you take maybe a little detour looking around, or you stop at certain points and get a line of sight, you'll realize somebody has put up a new building that wasn't there 5 years earlier. And all it has to do is be in that power spot to create a null for you. Who knows, maybe somebody topped off a building somewhere too. To be anywhere in between, you know, at New York.
No, yeah. Well, you know, with my luck, I mean, somebody could have put up a billboard on the spur. On the 94 spur, maybe a billboard went up. Or who knows, maybe there are a couple new squirrel nests in the neighborhood that are screwing me up. I have no idea. But that old setup, it worked fine for 13 years, and then all of a sudden, last summer, it went kerpooey. So, go figure.
Nope, so much for Sam's crib. Finding out more about the 220 Nation and what in the damn nation is going on. That's the New York.
Yes, sir. W9SM. We're back for a short time. I think we're going to post. We're going to EOD it. EOW, I guess is what it's called. At 1000 hours here with. We go back about 8 minutes to go. So it's been fun here this morning, messing around. Making 220 great again. How about that? I just wish that we could pull some of these others in there, and I just go try to reach out to Virginia, Tim One, or maybe Jason, and see if we can't get a connection a little bit more stronger. Because they've got a lot going on over there. I think I might have them as a Facebook friend. I'll check on that here today, maybe. Reach out to them that way. Anyway, this was outside getting the mail. It's quite nice out, 64 degrees. A little bit of a breeze out there. Kind of a chilly slant to it, but it's very nice, of course. Kind of get your jacket on, if you get your hat on. I don't think you need a scarf, maybe you do, but it's all nice out there this morning. I didn't really see what it's going up to, but 80 degrees, somebody said. So man, that's a summertime uniform and sunglasses, or 84 WS, are you on the frequency somewhere?
CMN Network, MI3.
Yeah, okay, W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. We'll see you tomorrow morning, maybe. If the storms don't take us out, hopefully that won't happen. So, with that, thanks for making 220 great again. Making activity fly. We'll go ahead and disconnect here from everybody, but I hate to do that, but we can get some more established 220 operators on here. I'm making the grade. W9SAM 73. I'll say this. Anybody's welcome to link into my link anytime they want. We're always here, usually. So come as you are, but there'll be periods of silence, probably. But, you know, eventually somebody will say something. W9SAM.
MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, C20. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
K9TWL. Monitoring weather information. Currently, we are under a severe thunderstorm watch. Watch only. We will have a heavy storm cell enter the area in about 15 to 20 minutes. It's a fast-moving storm. No known severe weather at this time. It's strong lightning and watch out for winds. K9TWL clear.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.